This morning, you slept and you awoke because Christ sustained you. Lift up your voice and give him all the glory. Magnify his name. Bless the name of the Lord. Glorify his holy name. Give him praise. Give him glory. From the depth of your heart, let the Lord God hear the voice of your appreciation, the voice of your thanksgiving this morning, giving him the glory that is due to his name, appreciating the name of the Lord for his faithfulness, his love and kindness, his wonderful works upon your life. He keeps you. He provides for you. He sustains you. He answers all your prayers. Lift up your voice and give him all the glory. Is somebody giving God praise? Magnify the name of the Lord this morning. Glorify his name. Give him the praise that is due to his name. Reference him for all the great and mighty things you have seen upon your life, the good things he has done for you. Why not lift up your voice and appreciate him? Father, we thank you for the great and mighty things you are doing upon this great commission. As a commission and as individual, we have gathered this morning to say thank you. We have gathered this morning to return all the praise back to you for your word that have been coming our way, precept upon precept, with power, with vigor, with fire, burning every chaff in our lives. We say thank you. We give you all the praise and glory. We magnify and bless your name, Jesus. Lift up your voice and give him praise. Give him glory, give him glory, give him glory. Magnify the name of the Lord. This morning, why not tender your desires before the Lord and say, Father, I have come again to meet with you. The Bible says you have never asked the seed of Jacob to seek you in vain. Therefore, this morning I have come again to meet with you upon this altar, the altar of change, the altar of transfiguration. The Bible said upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, there shall be holiness, and the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. I am here to possess what belongs to me this morning. I am here, oh God, to catch my word. That word that will keep me running today. The word that will keep me on fire. That will keep me burning. I am here, oh God, to encounter that word. I am here, oh God, to encounter that word. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer. The word that will change my story for good. The word that will catapult me to my place of lifting, in my place of destiny. In the name of Jesus, mighty Jehovah, that word that will put me on fire. Thank you, mighty Jehovah, for answers to our prayers. For in Jesus' precious name we are praying. Let's welcome the praise team.
The steadfast love of my Lord never ceases. His mercy will never come to an end, for they are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord, great is thy faithfulness.
Hallelujah. It is my year of breaking limits. Please, let's have our seat. We're going to be praying like this. Father, let the Holy Ghost blow his whistle across our harvest field, resulting in breaking limits order of church growth this year. Our amen can be louder. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 26. And he will lift up an ensign to the nations from far, and will ease unto them from the end of the earth. And behold, they shall come with speed swiftly. Let's be on our feet this morning as we begin to pray. I'm praying, Father, let the Holy Ghost blow his whistle across our harvest field, resulting in breaking limits order of church growth this year. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask this morning, let the Holy Ghost blow his whistle across our harvest field, resulting in breaking limits order of church growth this year. Let God hear your voice this morning. Let him hear your voice of intercession by praying. Father, let the Holy Ghost blow his whistle across our harvest field, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth this year. Someone is praying with a loud voice. You are praying a prayer that God must answer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask this morning, let the Holy Ghost blow his whistle across our harvest field, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth this year. Father, we ask, we decree in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Ghost blow his whistle across our harvest field, across our harvest field of Lagos and Ota. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask, blow your whistle across our harvest field, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth this year. Pray a prayer that God must answer. Let's pray with one voice by saying, Father, let the Holy Ghost blow his whistle. Blow your whistle across our harvest field, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth. Father, we pray. We pray this morning by saying, let the Holy Ghost blow across our harvest field, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth. Blow your whistle across Ota. Blow your whistle across Lagos and its environs, drafting in multitude in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Ghost blow his whistle across our harvest field, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth. Pray a prayer that God must hear. Pray a prayer that God must answer. Pray with intensity of your heart. Pray from the depth of your heart this morning with the intent in you. Lord, we ask, pray a prayer that God must answer. In the name of Jesus, let the Holy Ghost blow his whistle across our harvest field, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth. You want to pray that prayer in the spirit? Why don't you go ahead? Lari anglatelo ziate, embelotolo beria tazita, anglatezu ziataya, egolo brade ben closi ziata. Lord, we ask by the help of the Holy Ghost, blow your whistle. Blow your whistle in the name of Jesus across our harvest field, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth this year. Pray this prayer from your heart. Pray this prayer with the whole of your intent. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask, blow your whistle across our harvest field, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth. Lari aga etolosi embelo brade baklate ziata leria ziata ya. Why don't you go ahead and begin to appreciate him? Thank him for answers to our prayer. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please have your seat. And put your hands together for you.
It is my year of breaking limits. Next, we shall again rise to pray. And this time we're saying, Father, we decree judgment upon all the evil beasts in the land, seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church this year. Ezekiel 34 and verse 25. The scripture says, and I will make with them a covenant of peace, and will cause the evil beasts to cease out of the land. On that basis, let's rise on our feet this morning. And with faith in our heart, let's decree judgment upon all the evil beasts in the land, seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church this year. Lift up your voice and let's together engage this line of prayer. Father, we decree judgment. In the name of Jesus, we decree judgment on all the evil beasts in the land, seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church even this year. Lift up your voice and let's pray together this morning. Let's lift up our voices loud and clear to the Father. We decree judgment. We decree judgment upon all the evil beasts in the land, seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church this year. Someone is praying with passion this morning. Lift up your voice and engage. Engage with fervency of your spirit. Lift up your voice loud and clear. Father, we decree judgment upon all the evil beasts. We decree judgment upon all the agents of darkness, seeking to scatter the flock of Christ, seeking to scatter the followership of this great commission in this church this year. We come against their plans. We scatter their devices. Lift up your voice this morning. Let's engage our faith. Let's engage the fervency of our spirit in this intercession this morning as we decree judgment. Lift up your voice. Pray with passion this morning. Pray from the depth of your heart. Remember, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Let's together make these decrees. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree your judgment upon all the evil beasts in the land, seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church this year. We come against their plans. We scatter their devices. We frustrate their imaginations. Lift up your voice. Someone is praying with assurance of faith and with confidence of answers. As you make this decree, remember, he has given a mouth and a wisdom that cannot be resisted, that cannot be gainsaid. Lift up your voice. Father, this morning, we decree judgment upon all the evil beasts. We decree judgment. We decree vengeance upon the evil beast, out to scatter the flock of Christ in this church this year. All of their plans and all of their counsels, we decree they shall come to naught. We scatter their devices. We frustrate their imagination in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and get the fervency of your spirit this morning. Pray with boldness. Pray with full assurance of heaven's rapid answers to this intercession this morning. Lelo Shatana, Etoblekena Taziali, Etosuzene Brundia. Someone is firing up this morning as you make this decree in the name of Jesus. Lalu Shatano, Blekataga, Etosuze, Lelo Shiaga, Atonadande. We decree judgment. We decree judgment upon all the evil beasts in the land, out to scatter all of the flock of Christ under the banner of this great liberation mandate. We come against their plans. We frustrate their devices. We come against all of their imagination in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice. Nothing will succeed to scatter the flock this year. Nothing will succeed to come against the sheep this year. Lift up your voice. Pray with passion. Pray from the depth of your heart. We are covering all of the sheep of Christ in this church, all of the flock. We are covering them against the plans and the devices of the wicked. For surely they will gather, but not by me, and all of their devices shall come to naught. Lift up your voice and let's give thanks to the Father. Again this morning, he has heard us and he has answered. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' matchless name we have prayed. Give the Lord a big hand and please you may be seated.
It is my year of breaking limits. Again, we'll be rising up shortly to pray, saying, Father, grant every winner supernatural utterance that pricks the heart of every unsaved soul as we reach out to them through Operation 10 for Christ 2020. In Acts chapter 2, verse 37 and 38, paraphrase, said, Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? And he said, Repent and be saved. And in the name of Jesus Christ, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Let's rise on our feet this morning as we together take this prayer from the depth of our heart, saying, Father, grant every winner supernatural utterance that pricks the heart of every unsaved soul as we reach out to them through Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Lift up your voice this morning and let the Lord hear your voice of intercession. Our Father, we are praying in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you grant every winner supernatural utterance that pricks the heart of every unsaved soul as we reach out to them through Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Is somebody praying this morning? Let the Lord hear your voice in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Father, our God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are praying that you grant every winner supernatural utterance that breaks the heart of every unsaved soul as we reach out to them through Operation 10 for Christ 2020. This is a heart cry, oh God, that you grant every winner supernatural utterance that breaks the heart of every unsaved soul as we reach out to them through Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Is the Lord still hearing your voice? Someone is praying. Pray passionately this morning. Pray this one line prayer. Father, grant every winner supernatural utterance that breaks the heart of every unsaved soul as we reach out to them through Operation 10 for Christ 2020. This is our desire this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the heart of every unsaved soul be pricked as we reach out to everyone in on the harvest field, even through Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Is the Lord still hearing your voice? Someone is praying in the Holy Ghost. You are equally praying in understanding. But this morning, you must be passionate. You must push through in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, grant every winner supernatural utterance that breaks the heart of every unsaved soul as we reach out to each one of them through Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Oh God of heaven, there shall be every winner shall be filled with utterance. Utterance that can never be denied. Utterance that provokes answer. This is a heart cry, oh God, that every winner shall be filled with supernatural utterance that pricks the heart of every unsaved soul as we reach out to each one of them through Operation 10 for Christ 2020. Is the Lord still hearing your voice? The people will begin to say, what shall we do? Oh God, as was said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you praying right now in the Holy Ghost? La kosanda potosiande bala ezoziarodabo emasando gebada etoshanta rodoziara emba e protosandia kozala inoshiba e potorade nesonda bozoziale e prado de bozozia. Now lift up your hands, appreciate him this morning, give him glory, give him honor, because it is done. In Jesus' wonderful name we have prayed. Be seated and give the Lord a big hand of praise.
It's my year of breaking limits. When we write, this shall be a prayer line. Father,
Defend all our assemblies worldwide and let there be no evil occurrence anywhere throughout this year. Zechariah chapter 2 verse 8, for thus saith the Lord concerning us, he that toucheth you toucheth the apple of his eyes. Let's rise as we pray in the light of this scripture this morning. Now, Father, defend all assemblies worldwide and let there be no evil occurrence anywhere throughout this year. In the name of Jesus, this is a prayer you must pray for yourself and for the brethren. Our Father, defend all assemblies worldwide and let there be no evil occurrence anywhere throughout this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Father, prove that this assembly is the apple of your eyes. Defend all assemblies worldwide and let there be no evil occurrence anywhere throughout the year. In the name of Jesus, somebody is praying expectantly this morning with everything within you. You are reaching out to God. Our Father, defend all assemblies worldwide and let there be no evil occurrence anywhere all through the year. In the name of Jesus, we decree and demand there be no evil occurrence, not of insurgence, not of epidemic, no evil occurrence, not of fear, not of demonic assault, no evil occurrence. In the name of Jesus, for 1,000 shall fall by our side, 10,000 by our right hand. It shall not come near our dwelling. Lift up your voice and pray. Pray with faith in your heart. Our Father, defend all our assemblies worldwide and let there be no evil occurrence anywhere throughout this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, let God hear your voice. Register your presence in prayer. Remember, we are partnering with Jesus, demanding what must be enforced in the life of every member of this church and across our assemblies worldwide. Our Father, defend all our assemblies worldwide and let there be no evil occurrence anywhere throughout the year. Let our testimonies be better than the testimonies of the early church in Egypt. Death everywhere, but not in our camp. Darkness everywhere, but not in our camp. Lies and frogs everywhere, but not in our camp. Our Father, defend all our assemblies worldwide and let there be no evil occurrence anywhere throughout the year. In the name of Jesus, you can cry out in the spirit. You can pray in your understanding, but let your focus be directed at God, who is able to do more than we ask or think. Our Father, defend all our assemblies worldwide and let there be no evil occurrence anywhere throughout the year. In the name of Jesus. And Satan said concerning Job, doth he fear you for naught? Have you not built an hedge round about him? Our Father, let your hedge of defense be strong round about our assemblies worldwide and let there be no evil occurrence, not one, anywhere throughout this year. In the name of Jesus, our Father, our eyes are on you concerning this matter. Defend all our assemblies worldwide and let there be no evil occurrence anywhere throughout this year. You have done it before. Do it again. In the name of Jesus, be a defense. Be a wall of fire. Be a glory in the midst of all our assemblies worldwide and let there be no evil occurrence anywhere throughout this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, somebody, you can pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Be desperate and fervent in the spirit. You can also pray in your understanding, but let God hear your voice of faith. Matoshita nabatana dida, abro totiala tana, abro sisa shashanini, igabantona, abro tiala kakayaneli, leruala babanta, ashita gobaniani, erarusa tanama, ashagaba barantana litaneria, aboroto zosanteni. We lift up our eyes to you, O Lord. Our help cometh from you. Defend all assemblies worldwide this year, that there be no evil occurrence, no adversary anywhere this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your voice, lift up your hand, commence appreciation as we perfect our intercession this morning. Give him glory and thanks. Bless him for the wall of defense round about every part of our assemblies worldwide this year. No evil occurrence, no adversary. In Jesus' awesome name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
It is my year of breaking limit. We are going to be praying, saying, Father, Grant every worshiper an encounter with your power at the midweek service tonight, resulting in supernatural turnaround testimonies. Zechariah chapter 8 and verse 23, thus says the Lord of hosts, it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold of all languages of the nation, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Shall we be on our feet as we pray? Father, grant every worshiper an encounter with your power at the midweek service tonight, resulting in supernatural turnaround testimonies. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, grant every worshiper an encounter with your power at the midweek service tonight, resulting in supernatural turnaround testimonies. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice. Pray unto our God this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will grant every worshiper tonight an encounter with your power at the midweek service, resulting in supernatural turnaround testimonies. In the name of Jesus, our Father, we call upon your name. We ask, O Lord, for supernatural turnaround testimonies, encounter in our midweek service tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, grant every worshiper an encounter with your power at the midweek service tonight, resulting in supernatural turnaround testimonies. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice. Pray from the depth of your heart. Pray with the fervency of the Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every worshiper an encounter with your power via the communion table, via the word, and every session tonight, in the name of Jesus, resulting in supernatural turnaround testimonies. This is our outcry this morning. We are asking, O Lord, grant every worshiper an encounter with your power at the midweek service tonight, resulting in supernatural turnaround testimonies. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we call upon your name as we gather great multitudes tonight. Grant every worshiper an encounter with your power at the midweek service tonight, resulting in supernatural turnaround testimonies. Let everyone hear your voice. Pray with the fervency of the Spirit from the depth of your heart. Keep calling on God of heaven to grant every worshiper an encounter with his power at the midweek service tonight, resulting in supernatural turnaround testimonies. In the name of Jesus, Father, grant every worshiper an encounter with your power at the midweek service tonight, resulting in supernatural turnaround testimonies. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we call upon your name, Lord, and we are praying in the name of Jesus that you will grant every worshiper an encounter with your power at the midweek service tonight, resulting in supernatural turnaround testimonies. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we call upon you, Lord, and we cry unto you this morning, praying in the name of the Lord Jesus, grant every worshiper, Lord, an encounter with your power at the midweek service tonight, resulting in supernatural turnaround testimonies. In the name of Jesus, supernatural turnaround testimonies. In the name of Jesus, via the word, via the communion table, we are asking, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus, lift up your voice, pray unto our God. Pray with the fervency of the Spirit. Pray from the depth of your heart. Pray in faith and pray a prayer that must be answered for an encounter of a lifetime, an encounter that will result in supernatural turnaround at the midweek service tonight. In the name of Jesus, you can pray that prayer in the Spirit. By all means, pray it in your understanding. Le karo pranda kakotombra la katuzia. Zazokende embre kakatuzia. Gabokande ekero kalo prala katuzi. Zezokande ka ande kerebra la kato. Father, we call upon your name. Grant every worshiper an encounter with your power at the midweek service tonight, resulting in supernatural turnaround testimonies. In the name of Jesus, Laro Pande Eke Kerebra la Katozia, Zazokande Karebra la Katozia, Zasekateke Embre Kakato, Fare Prala Katozia, grant every worshiper, Lord, an encounter with your word. Thank you, Father. Lift up your hands and give him thanks. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are praying. Put those hands together for him and please be seated.
It is my year of breaking limits. This morning, it is time to lift up our voices and our desires to God in personal supplication. We shall be taking our bearing from Psalm 5 and verse 3. It says, my voice shall thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayers unto thee, and I will look up. As you lift up your voice unto the Lord this morning, all your desires shall be granted. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up those desires unto the Lord, making a priority of the things of the kingdom of God. Now rise up to your feet, lift up your voices, lift up your hands. Just begin to appreciate God, give him praise, thank him for answers to prayers. Every single one desire that you have presented to him this morning as you have looked up to his face shall be granted you even today. Wave those hands in appreciation to him. Give him praise and give him glory. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Please put those hands together for the Lord and you may be seated.
It's my year of breaking limits. This covenant of prayers is testimony time. Please, let's listen to the following documented testimonies. We will be blessed as we do so. Number one, supernatural turnaround via kingdom advancement endeavors. And together to the glory of God. I want to return all the glory to God Almighty for business turnaround. Truly, Matthew 6:33 is the key for supernatural turnaround. I started running a school in 2017 and it was not growing. It only had 22 students, thereby causing me financial stress. I came to a resident pastor in December 2017 concerning the school. He prayed for me and told me not to give up, but rather to do something that I had never done before to get a different result. I had never attended the Covenant Hour of Prayers before, so I started attending. To God be the glory. Soon after that, I got a property for the school. Can you appreciate God for that? Furthermore, I decided to join the sanctuary keepers. I would come clean the church and the toilets. In addition, I gave my house to be a home cell. When Papa announced Operation Take Your Territory for Christ, I keyed in. I also engaged in Operation 615 and Operation Must Abide, both in praying and going out for soul winning, despite the cold winter seasons. 7 months down the line, the God of Bishop Oyedepo did it again. The school increased to 125 students, including 55 from a school that closed and their students were added to us. Indeed, we serve a living and rewarding God. Testify is BUTG. Let's appreciate God for that wonderful testimony. Number two, healed via kingdom advancement prayers. I live in Belgium, but I connect online to Canaan Land for all the services. I engage in kingdom advancement prayers daily and fasted for the advancement of the kingdom, especially during any operation. However, for 1 year, I had pains in my leg. I went to the hospital and was diagnosed with major facet cyst, absolute spinal canal stenosis, and facet arthrosis. The neurosurgeon said an infiltration would be done so that the nerve would loosen up and relieve me from the electric shock I was feeling. That was slated for the 24th of May, 2019. But before then, God showed up. I noticed, hallelujah. Let's appreciate him. Amen. I noticed I was not having the shock anymore and could do the things I was unable to do. I explained this development to the doctor, and he said it was good news. I also asked if I could go for another test, and he said there was no need. Serving God pays in different ways. I give all the glory to God. Testify is Oluwaseun O. Can we rise on our feet, put our hands together in appreciation of God for this wonderful testimony.
Shall we lift our hands to heaven and give thanks and praise to God this morning? From the depth of our hearts, let's give him the glory due unto his name. Celebrate him as worthy. Thank him and give praise unto the name of the Lord for the faithfulness that he has demonstrated in these testimonies that we have heard. His word is indeed settled, and that is clear by the testimonies. Let's give him praise. Let's give him glory. All that God says is what God does. He has promised that serving him pays, and he's paying his people in different ways. Will you give him thanks? Will you give him praise for the breakthroughs? Give him thanks. Give him praise for his faithfulness, as seen in these wonderful testimonies. Thank him also for the answers he has given to your prayers this morning, that you have not prayed in vain. Neither have you just prayed into storage alone, but that God has heard you and answered your prayers. Will you give glory unto the name of the Lord? Will you give praise unto him for his faithfulness? Let your voice of gratitude and thanksgiving be heard on high this morning as you give praise unto God. Give praise unto God. Give praise unto God. Celebrate him. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. You are worthy of all the honor. You are worthy of all the adoration. Blessed be your holy name. Now begin to ask God to speak to you this morning. Lord, I'm here to hear directly from you today. All the people gathered early in the morning for to hear him. It is you, Lord, that we have come to hear today. Speak directly to me. Let your word transform me. Let it change me. Let it turn me around. Thank you, Father, and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we have come before you today with gratitude in our hearts to give you all the praise. Thank you for the testimonies you have wrought in our midst. We give you the praise and the glory. For the answers to our prayers, we say thank you. And now, Lord, our eyes are upon you, asking that you will speak to us again. Let your word transform us this morning. We give you praise and glory for it. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand, and please, you may be seated in his presence. It is my year of breaking limits. Our line of exhortation for the week has been, no church grows without a people on the go. No church grows without a people on the go. And this is taken from the book of Luke 14, verse 16 to 23. Verse 23 in particular, saying, go to the highways and to the hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. From this scripture, it is clear that God has his method ordained for the growth of the church. He commands us to go out to the highways and to the hedges and compel them to come, that his house may be filled. And this morning, there are two very important things that we're going to look at as it pertains to this subject. Number one is that we have to go preaching the gospel to the lost if we must see souls saved. The method of God is made clear. It is the going of the people of God that brings about the saving of the people of the world. Until we go, they cannot be saved. The Bible makes clear to us in the book of Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and verse 16. It said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. It says, and he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. In the book of Matthew chapter 28, beginning from verse 19, the Bible makes us to understand there, also very clearly stated, as it tells us, it said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. It says in verse 20, that teaching them to observe all things, wherefore I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. So God makes it very clear that his instruction is for us to go, and our going is for the purpose of preaching. We are told in the book of Romans 1:16, Paul speaking there said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus. Why? It is the power of God unto salvation. So the pattern of God for salvation is the preaching of the gospel. And that is why it's important for us to recognize that until we go, souls cannot be saved. It is our duty, therefore, to go forth into the world and preach the gospel in order to see any soul saved. And why is that so? Because we are told that it is with the heart that a man will believe, and confession is made with the mouth unto salvation. But for anyone to be able to make that confession to salvation, it says, how can they believe on him that they have not heard? Romans 10 verse 14 all the way to verse 17. And how would they hear without a preacher? Every child of God is sent by God as a preacher of the gospel to the world. This is why we are told in the book of 2 Corinthians 5, beginning from verse 17 all the way down to verse 20. It said, if any man is in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given us, everyone that is a new creature, has given us the ministry of reconciliation. And verse 19 says that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed unto us, every new creature again, the word of reconciliation. It is our duty. It is our assignment. It is our task to go forth preaching the word of God, the gospel of God, in order to see souls saved. Souls do not get saved without the gospel that is preached unto them. Shout hallelujah. That gives you and I this recognition that until we are engaged in the going, we cannot see the souls saved. So souls require the gospel preached unto them. They require the gospel preached unto them. That is why the great commandment that Jesus has given to everyone that is a child of God is that when you receive the gospel, you become a child of God. You must go also preaching the same. It is our duty. It's our responsibility. It is that assignment given by God to every one of his children. And that's why it's important for us to recognize that. If we don't do that, we cannot see the church continue to grow. If we don't do that, we cannot see souls continue to be saved. However, it's also important, secondly, that we recognize that we cannot experience supernatural church growth without fervently engaging the altar of prayer and fasting. We cannot see supernatural church growth without fervently engaging the altar of prayer and fasting. In Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, the Bible makes clear to us there. It says that I will build my church and the gate of hell shall not prevail. So there is a resistance against the building of the church. Satan is intent to stand against the building of the church. Many of us have heard over and again God's servant, our father, share how that he said that he was fasting and praying many years ago, and suddenly the Lord tapped him and said, stand up and follow me. And he followed him. And he went down, you know, towards the stream behind where the church was. And the Lord opened his eyes and he saw a thick canopy of darkness that was on the roof of the church. And he said, the Lord said to him, that is what the enemy has been using to misinterpret my doings in this church. And he began to contend with it. There's a light that shines in darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. What are you doing there? And it rolled off like a mat. Why? Because there was this satanic assault to stand against the growth of the church. We have heard him say over and again that the greatest enemy of church growth is Satan himself. The devil does not delegate that hatred. It is personal. That warfare is a personal battle between the enemy and the advancement of the church. That's why we must understand that we have this requirement to engage the altar of prayer and amplify it with fasting in order to see the church continue to grow. In Matthew 17 and verse 21, the Bible tells us there, it says, this kind goeth not but by prayer and by fasting. There are certain things that cannot be dealt with until prayer and fasting is engaged. And this is so important because it takes the engagement of these forces to see the church continue to grow. And that's why you and I have this responsibility, not just to go out and preach the gospel, but to kneel and pray, to engage the altar of prayer, to amplify it with fasting in order to see the growth of the church continue. And don't forget, it is the growth of the church that produces the glory of the saints. As you continue to advance the kingdom, God continues to decorate you. The most decorated are the ones who are the most engaged. The more you engage, the more God decorates. Because God is not a user of men. Rather, he's a rewarder of men. The more committed you are to the process of engaging, the more decorated you become in the army of the Lord. This is so important. And that's why it's vital for you and I to engage on the front line. Everyone knows that when it comes to warfare time, there's rapid promotion in the army. There's always speedy promotion.
And that's why when we engage in this battle, you find yourself elevated supernaturally. You just start changing levels. Everlasting mountains get scattered. Perpetual hills are knocked out. You just find yourself moving from one testimony to the other on the basis of your engagement. And this is so important. And that's why each one of us, no matter where you find yourself at any point in time, engage continuously. Look at the testimonies we heard. Somebody said they were going out in the cold winter season, wherever they were. And as a result of that, God changed the story from a struggling school to a flourishing school. Breakthrough on every side by reason of engagement. Another one had three complex diseases. You heard all the names of them that were mentioned. And all of them cleared off by engagement because God pays in different ways. The payment of God is comprehensive. It doesn't touch one area and leave the other side. As you are breaking through, nothing in your body is breaking down because God is decorating you on every side. That is the God that we serve. And that is why each one of us must continue to engage with this understanding. We're in a season of spiritual warfare, which is a season of speedy advancement. As promotion is accelerated in battle, so also is accelerated in the kingdom as we engage in this spiritual battle. I'd like you to be expectant, therefore, as you engage, God will decorate you in an unusual way. Beyond what you can ask for, I see God releasing blessings in your direction. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. Not only in one area, but like we heard in that testimony, it will pay you in different ways. Every area of your life will be touched supernaturally. Will you rise on your feet this morning, lift your voice? Lord, I receive grace to be effective on the harvest field and to be effective on the altar of prayer in this season. I receive that grace this morning. Take grace from God. Take grace from God. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. I am what I am by the grace of God. I am what I am by the grace of God. Lord, it's your grace I latch on to this morning. I take hold of your grace. Let your grace be made available for me today. Lift your voice and tap into that grace for effectiveness on the altar of prayer, for effectiveness on the harvest field, to go forth with the word of reconciliation, bringing salvation to the souls of men, to see souls harvested in response to the gospel, to stand on the altar of prayer and break down the defenses of the enemy. Lift your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. He said, I will build my church and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. Lord, I receive grace to engage effectively, pulling down the strongholds of the enemy, destroying the gates of hell, dismantling satanic installations. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray and take grace from God. Lord, I receive grace. I want to be registered as one of your effective soldiers, as one of your battle-winning soldiers, as one of your prize-winning soldiers. Lord, I take grace from you this morning. I take grace from you this morning to be on the front line, advancing your cause, taking the territories that you have provided for us in the name of Jesus, dismantling the opposition of the enemy, breaking down the installations of hell, and advancing your cause in every area and in every way. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart and take grace from God. 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 Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. Let God hear the voice of your intercession. You are praying and supplicating, demanding the grace of God. He said, let us come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I need your grace, Lord, to be effective. I need your grace, Lord, to be effective. I need your grace, Lord, to be effective on the altar of prayer, to be effective on the harvest field. I take grace, O Lord. Make me, Lord, a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth to thresh down the mountains and to beat the little hills small. I take grace, O God. 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 Now lift your hand and lift your voice and begin to glorify God. Begin to appreciate him. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise and glory. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say loud amen. That grace you have requested will begin manifesting in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. When grace is requested, the only way for it to be appropriately manifested is for it to be engaged. You use it. Stand on the altar of prayer. Today we are waiting upon the Lord. Pray, advancing God's kingdom. Every opportunity you get, speak to somebody, advancing God's kingdom. Take advantage of every moment. And that is the way to make the most of this grace you have requested. I see that grace speaking loud and clear in your life in Jesus' name. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Now the day is open, but what you decree is what is delivered. Therefore, speak to the day and make your decrees right now. Open your mouth and begin to speak. Make your decree concerning the day. This day is blessed. It's open for testimonies, open for favor, favor from every side, the north, the south, the east, the west, open for visitations, open for revelation. This day is my day. This day is my day. This day is my day, a day of speed of accomplishment. No slowing down on any side. Everything moving with speed, everything moving with speed, everything moving with speed in the name of Jesus. A day of unusual visitation in the name of Jesus Christ. A day, oh Lord, of direction. A day of precision. A day of productivity. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have decreed. Every declaration you have made this morning answers to you in the name of Jesus. This day is open for testimonies. It's open for favors, open for divine speed. In the name of Jesus Christ, so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Don't forget, we are gathered this evening across every one of our zones. 6 p.m. is the time where we'll be gathered to break our fast together in God's presence. And as we do, it will change our level yet again. In Jesus' precious name. Let's share the goodness together in fellowship. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It is my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed.